we present Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, dramatized for broadcasting by Constance Cox, with Paul Daneman, Gudrun Ure, and Patricia Gallimore. Wuthering Heights.
My name is Ellen Dean, and I, perhaps, of all the folk who live there, am best fitted to tell the story of that strange, gaunt farmhouse called Wuthering Heights. I lived there in all for more than 20 years. But I must tell the story as I saw it happen, when I first went to work at Wuthering Heights. A girl not much older than Miss Cathy, or her constant companion, Heathcliff. And a day which stands out in my memory is a Sunday in the year 1781. We three had been banished to the attic by Mr. Hindley to listen to old Joseph reading from the Bible.
And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. Miss Cathy, you bent paying attention.
Yes, I am, Joseph.
And I say you bent. What be that you were whispering just now to Heathcliff?
It's no business of yours what I whisper.
Nay, Miss Cathy, you shouldn't speak to Joseph like that.
Oh, why shouldn't she, Ellen? Joseph only your brother's servant. He's got no right to give orders to Cathy.
I got a right to teach ye both to spend Sabbath day in proper manner. As for being a servant, what else are ye, Heathcliff? I'd like to know, huh? Nay, you're not as good as a servant. A beggar's brat, a foundling, that's what ye are.
Leave Heathcliff alone, Joseph. I won't hear you abuse him.
No, you won't, won't you?
No, I won't. And as for your sermon, you can preach it to yourself and Ellen if she's fool enough to listen to it. I'm not staying in this freezing cold attic any longer. Come on, Heathcliff.
I say you're to stay here. Tis ordered.
Aye, Miss Cathy. Now, Mr. Hindley said you were to stay up here.
Only so he could be alone to kiss and cuddle his silly little wife. Well, I'm not going to freeze for them.
Nor me. Ellen can stay up here if she likes. I'd rather be in the stables.
Aye, that's where you'll properly belong.
Oh, come on,
Miss Cathy. Oh, she shouldn't defy her brother so. He'll be so angry.
A touch of the whip is what she needs. He ought to lay it about her shoulders like he lays it about that Heathcliff's. Now, where did I get in that scripture? Aye, here it is. You pay attention now, Ellen Dean.
I'm listening, Joseph.
Aye, you'd better. And the Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers.
Having toasted scones, I can smell them. I'm hungry, aren't you?
No, not very. Cathy, let's not go into the parlour. Let's go out on the moors, where we can be by ourselves.
But I want some tea. I'm frozen. I'm not afraid of Hindley.
Do you think I am?
What?
You mean you dare to think I am? Do you?
Heathcliff, don't grip my arm like that. You're hurting me.
I'm sorry. You're the only thing here I wouldn't hurt. Anything I care for. But you must never say that I'm afraid. Do you understand?
I didn't.
My day will come. The day when I shall make an end of Hindley. The day I'll pay him back for everything.
Heathcliff, you mustn't say things like that.
Oh, I won't murder him. He's not good enough for me to hang for. But I'll bring about his death as surely as God. Or better still, the devil. Is my witness. You shall see it, Cathy. I'll make you see it, since you don't believe me.
Oh, Heathcliff, don't look so black and cross. You make yourself ugly, and you're not. Let's go into the parlour. We can pretend that Joseph's service is over.
Who's that? Oh, it's you. Has Joseph finished already?
Yes.
He can't be. Barely 5 o'clock.
Well, it was too cold to stay in the attic. Come make room for us by the fire. That's better. Can we have some tea, Hindley?
You may. Your companion can take his in the kitchen.
Why can't Heathcliff stay here?
Because I say he shall not.
He always took his meals with us when Father was alive.
Father's not alive now, and I'm master here.
You mean to make me remember that, don't you, Hindley?
Yes, I do. My father had a liking for you, God only knows why. Because he found you, I suppose. But I am of a different sort. I've no taste for gutter snipe.
Hindley!
And neither has my wife. She's delicate. She's carrying my child. I don't want her shocked and upset by the sight of your oafish face forever glowering at her.
One of these days, Hindley.
Mr. Hindley or Mr. Earnshaw, that's what you call me. Remember that. And what will you do one of these days? Take yourself off from Wuthering Heights, I suppose.
I'll do that and more. Much more. I'll make you eat every word. I'll make you sorry for the way you treat me.
Threatened men live long. Well, are you going?
He's good, no. Say you don't go. Hindley, how could you? He says, wait for me. Wait for me.
Captain, don't go outside without a cloak. It's perishing. Hindley, go and fetch her back. She'll catch her death.
She'll come to no harm. She's run wild for as long as I can remember.
But she shouldn't behave in that coltish manner. She must be almost grown up. How old is she?
Yeah, 17, I think. Yeah, 17.
Then she's nearly old enough to be married. Hindley, we must find someone for her.
Yes, marriage would be good for her. For one thing, it would get her away from that hind she's so fond of. And for another, I want the place to ourselves. I want to be alone here with you, my darling.
And I with you, Hindley.
And you must help her, Frances. Make her pretty and dainty like yourself. Then someone might fancy her. What is it? Frances, what's the matter?
Oh, it's all right now. The child moved in me. Hold me close, Hindley.
Always, my darling. Always.
Oh, Hindley, you do love me.
As my life, Frances. As my life.
Heathcliff, don't run so fast. I can't catch you. Heathcliff, wait for me, please. Oh, it was cruel of you to run away from me. No, I can't bear to be apart from you. If you're not angry with me because of what Hindley said to you?
No, not with you. Oh, but Kathy.
What?
Nothing. What good are words?
They help. Between two people who understand each other. And I understand you, Heathcliff. You and I are like one flesh with but one soul and one mind between us.
Yes. That's true. It's always been so, hasn't it, since our earliest days? And you'll never desert me, Kathy. You swear you'll always belong to me.
I swear it.
Oh, Kathy. No one could be poorer than I am, and yet I'm so rich in this one thing. Your love for me.
Tell me what you were going to say.
Let's stand by this wall where it's sheltered. Wind's too cold for you here. There. With this at our backs, we shall keep warm.
Oh, look. How pretty the lights are in that house, Dover.
Yeah. That's Thrushcross Grange.
I know. We used to visit with the Lintons before Father died. Hindley cares nothing for other people, so I haven't seen them for years now. They were a brother and a sister.
I remember.
Yes, of course you do. You threw a tureen of apple sauce over Edgar Linton one day because he said your hair wanted cutting.
I still bear the scars of the whipping Hindley gave me for that.
Poor Heathcliff. So many whippings. So many unkindnesses. If only...
What?
If only you knew who you were. Don't you remember anything of your parents?
No.
Nor even of where you once lived?
Nothing. Only a dark street in Liverpool. And hunger and terror. And then your father's kind face looking down at me. His strong arms gathering me up. And then the warmth of the fire at Wuthering Heights. Food, shelter, and a home at last.
But no love after he died.
Except from you. Kathy, one day I'll be worthy of you. I'll better myself, I swear I will. I learned to read and write. I knew a little until Hindley took my books away. I'll make money somehow. And I'll buy Wuthering Heights for you, so we can live there always, you and I. No one else. Just you and I. You'll wait for me, Kathy. Give me your promise that you'll wait for me.
Why do you need my promise when you know I will?
I need it. Let me hear you say it.
I promise I will wait for you.
Your face is cold as I hold it between my hands. But your lips are warm. Yeah, you're shivering. We must go back.
No, not yet. Hindley and Francis don't want me at home. Let's walk, Heathcliff. I shall be warm enough if I walk.
Where shall we walk to?
Oh, anywhere. No, I know. Let's go down to the Grange.
The Grange?
We can peep in at the windows and see what they're doing. I can't remember what the house is like inside. I'd like to see it again.
All right. But they have dogs running loose in the garden. We must be careful.
Makes so much noise.
Where's the light from?
The drawing room. Look, the curtains are undrawn. We can see in.
Speak softly.
Look, that's Edgar Linton playing and his sister Isabella singing.
Squeaking, you mean?
That's unkind. She sings very nicely. She's pretty, too.
If you like that sort of doll-like prettiness.
Wouldn't you admire me, Heathcliff, if I had flaxen hair and blue eyes like hers?
No, I wouldn't. I like you as you are. Don't say you admire her.
No. But I admire her brother.
That ninny?
I don't think he looks a ninny at all. He's very handsome. Much handsomer than you are.
Quiet. I'll hear you. The dogs have got wind of us. Come away. Hurry. Kathy!
No! Got me by the ankle! Run,
Heathcliff,
get away, leave me!
Get off, you brute! Get off! What's going on? Who's out there? Robert, there are prowlers in the garden.
Call your dog off before I throttle it. It's got Miss Earnshaw by the ankle.
Miss Earnshaw? Skulker, down. Here, boy, here.
All right, sir, we've got him.
You, whoever you are, bring Miss Earnshaw round to the front door.
Kathy, can you stand?
No. What?
Wait, I'll come and help you.
I can carry her. I don't need your help.
Keep that brute off. This way, bring her into the drawing room. Isabella, tell the servants to fetch water and some bandages. In here, if you please. Set her down on that sofa.
Thank you.
Are you all right, Miss Earnshaw?
All right. Look at her foot. See what your dog's done.
It was our own fault, Heathcliff. We shouldn't have been there. Thank you, Mr. Linton. I shall be all right when I've rested a little.
I brought the things myself, Edgar.
Thank you, Isabella. Bathe her foot while I send a servant for Dr. Kenny.
No, please, I don't need a doctor, really.
Oh, but surely...
No, please, it isn't necessary.
Well, we shall see in the morning.
In the morning?
You must stay here for the night, at least.
Stay here? But my brother will want
to... Well, your servant can take a message.
My servant? Oh, you mean...
You'd better go now, I think.
I'm not her servant.
Oh, well, then...
Nor am I Hindley Earnshaw's. And I'll thank you not to call me so.
I beg your pardon. I thought from your apparel and the fact that you were in attendance on Miss
Earnshaw...
I was
in her company. Not in attendance on her.
I see. Well, whatever your position in Mr. Earnshaw's house, you will, I'm sure, have no objection to telling him what has happened.
I'm not leaving, Kathy.
Heathcliff, you must. We can't both stay here. And I'm sure Mr. Linton and his sister will look after me beautifully.
Well, of course we will. And I promise we will take you back to Wuthering Heights as soon as you're well enough to go. Now, is that bandage too tight?
No, it feels just right, thank you.
Does the foot hurt at all?
No, it's only a little sore. Heathcliff, don't just stand there like that. Why don't you go?
Kathy, you've no need to stay here. I could help you back home, not far over the moors.
Nonsense, it's out of the question.
Of course it is.
But if your foot's not badly hurt...
Oh, Heathcliff, don't be so stubborn. What's it to you what I do? Besides, I shan't be away for long. Oh, go away, do.
Very well, I'll go.
Since you plainly want me to.
Who is he, Miss Earnshaw? He says he's not a servant, but he looks like one, and yet he's so familiar with you.
He should be taught to address you with proper respect, whoever he is. Now let me move this sofa nearer the fire. There, is that better?
Thank you, yes.
You must have a glass of wine. Will you get it, Isabella?
Oh, yes.
We must make our unexpected guest comfortable.
This will make you feel better. And later, you shall take supper with us.
Thank you.
And tomorrow I must lend you a dress. Yours is all muddy and torn.
A dress? What? Do you mean like the one you're wearing?
Oh, of course.
But that's so pretty.
Well, why shouldn't it be? I like pretty things, don't you?
I don't know. I never had any.
You shall choose from every dress I have. I think, yes, I'm sure the green would suit you. Don't you think so, Edgar?
I think Miss Earnshaw would look beautiful in it.
And I shall dress your hair in curls like mine. It's such pretty hair, and you've let it become all rough and tangled. You won't know yourself truly when I've done with you. Indeed, you won't, Kathy. Oh, I may call you Kathy, mayn't I?
Of course, Kathy.
Oh, don't go back to Wuthering Heights too soon. It'll be such fun to have you here.
Oh,
no,
but
no. I won't listen to excuses. We've got to, and we mean to keep you, don't we, Edgar?
That we do. You are our prisoner, Miss Earnshaw, for at least a week.
Get over, will you? Get over, you brute. Let me groom you, you devil.
Heathcliff, where are you?
Here, Ellen. In the stables.
Why didn't you come in for your dinner?
Do you think I've nothing better to do than bring it out to you? There you are. Now eat it. I've kept it hot.
Thank you.
Oh, Heathcliff.
What's the matter now?
The matter is you. If you were careless and unkempt before Miss Kathy was absent, you're 10 times more so now. And look at you. Your hair, your clothes, you're covered in mud and grime. Well, what is she going to think of you when she returns?
If she ever does return.
Of course she will. She can't stay with the Lintons forever.
She's been away 5 weeks. I never thought she'd ever want to stay away from Wuthering Heights.
Well, it's made a nice change for her to be at the Grange. The mistress has been to visit her there and says she's thoroughly enjoying herself. Mrs. Earnshaw's every hope she'll return home a properly behaved young lady.
Do you mean they're changing her?
It's to be hoped they are.
But they mustn't do that, Ellen. They mustn't ever change her.
Stuff and nonsense.
I mean it. Kathy's perfect as she is.
Perfect? That's your opinion. I might say it isn't mine, nor other people's.
Oh, who cares about other people?
Well, everybody should, if they're right thinking. Well, you may be satisfied with her. But what about her future? How's she to marry, may I ask, unless she changes her ways and stops running about the country like a young savage?
Her future's settled.
Is it? It's the first I've heard of it.
Kathy's to marry me. She's mine. She knows she is.
Yours? Oh, that's a silly dream if ever there was one. What have you got to offer her?
Myself. My ambitions.
Yourself? Well, that's something she wouldn't have as a gift if she saw what you look like now. And as for your ambitions, well, they haven't got you very far, have they?
They will. You wait.
Mercy me, what's that? Can you see, Heathcliff?
It's a carriage.
A carriage?
It's the Lintons' carriage.
The Lintons?
Kathy's getting out of it now. She's come back. Kathy!
Now, Heathcliff, wait. Now, tidy yourself before Miss Catherine sees you.
Why, Edgar Linton's not with her. She's alone.
Oh, never mind, it's what she's been used to now.
Oh, let me go.
Heathcliff! Oh, what's the use? There's no reasoning, not talking with him.
Well, upon my word, Catherine, I hardly recognized you. You're quite a beauty.
Thank you, Hindley.
How are you, Francis?
Catherine, welcome back. My dear child, you look wonderful. What a pretty dress.
Isabella Linton gave it to me.
It suits you beautifully, doesn't it, Hindley?
Indeed, it does. I've never seen her looking so well.
Hindley, I've only just realized all my gowns are very old. May I order myself some new ones from Gimmerton?
To be sure you may. I'm glad to see you taking an interest in what you look like.
Let me untie your bonnet or you'll disarrange your curls.
There.
Well, Isabella Linton is not to be compared with her, is she, Hindley?
Isabella Linton hasn't Catherine's natural advantages. But you must take care not to run wild again.
Cathy!
What the devil? It's a stable boy, is it? Well, you may come forward and wish Miss Catherine welcome, as the other servants have done.
Heathcliff! Why, what's the matter? Why do you draw back? You haven't forgotten me, have you?
The fellow's overawed by her. You may shake hands with Miss Catherine, Heathcliff. Once in a way that is permitted.
You're different, Cathy. You're changed. And different.
Well, you're not. I'd forgotten how very black and cross you always look, and how funny and grim. That's because I've grown used to Edgar and Isabella Linton.
Are you laughing at me?
No, Heathcliff. At least I didn't mean to. It was just that you looked so odd. If you wash your face and brush your hair, it'll be all right. And you're so dirty and you've soiled my glove.
You needn't have touched me. I shall be as dirty as I please. I like to be dirty. I will be dirty. But I won't stand here and be laughed at. I won't bear it.
Please give way, Togo, please.
Don't run after him, Catherine. But he's hurt. I didn't mean to hurt him.
It was his own fault. I truly believe he revels in the dirt and muck of a stable.
Ellen. Take Miss Cathy upstairs and see her new things are put carefully away.
Yes, Mrs. Earnshaw. Welcome home, Miss Cathy.
Thank you, Ellen. Catherine, did you give the Lintons my invitation to spend Christmas evening with us?
Oh, yes, Frances. They're coming.
Good. I could see that Edgar Linton liked you very much, Catherine. Oh. And he's a very pleasant and wealthy young gentleman, you know. I'll run along with Ellen, Nadia.
Very well, Frances.
Edgar Linton would be a most desirable match for her, Hindley. But we must keep her away from Heathcliff.
Aye, we must. And we will.
You're there.
What do you want, Ellen?
Why, to bring you indoors, of course. Oh, why are you skulking out here in the stables?
Why not? It's where they all think I ought to be.
Oh, Heathcliff, don't talk like that. Why, it's Christmas, when everyone should be merry. Well, there's even the town band come out from Gimmerton to give us some music. Can't you hear it?
Where's Cathy?
Oh, well, she should be, of course, in the parlour.
Talking to Edgar Linton.
I dare say.
No.
Well, why shouldn't she? He looks and speaks a great deal pleasanter than you do.
Then I suppose I must wish for Edgar Linton's looks and his clothes and his riches before she can like me again.
Aye, you might. If it weren't for the fact that Miss Cathy thinks the world of you, in spite of what you are.
Oh.
Aye, she does still. If only you wouldn't show such a poor and jealous spirit. You should look at yourself in the glass sometimes. Then you'd see what she sees. Two great lines between your eyes because you frown so much. Your brows drawn down so that your eyes are like a couple of black fiends that look glinting from under them like devil spies. And the expression of a vicious cur that seems to know it deserves the kicks it gets. Yet hates all the world as well as the kicker for what it suffers.
You paint a pretty picture of me, Ellen.
I paint a true one.
And am I supposed to draw a lesson from it?
You could if you wished. Oh, Heathcliff, even if you're not handsome, A good heart can help you to a bonny face, while a bad one will turn the bonniest into something worse than ugly. Oh, you don't listen to me. Your thoughts are far away. I warrant even now you're thinking of revenge and bitter things.
Yes, I am. I'm thinking I shall pay Hindley back. I don't care how long I wait. If only I could do it at the last. I hope he won't die, that's all, before I do.
For shame, Heathcliff. It's for God to punish wicked people. We should learn to forgive.
No. God won't have the satisfaction that I shall. I only wish I knew the best way to get my vengeance. Go away, Ellen. Leave me alone.
Heathcliff.
Leave me alone, I say. I'll plan it out. While I'm thinking of that, I don't feel pain.
Ellen! Ellen, where are you?
It's Miss Cathy. I'm here, Miss Cathy.
My father's asking for you. It's time to serve supper.
What are you doing out here?
I was talking to Heathcliff, miss.
Oh.
Heathcliff, remember what I told you. Show your best points, not your worst. You'd best not walk about in here, Miss Cathy. You'll spoil that pretty dress of yours with all the muck out here.
Cathy, don't go. Stay and talk to me.
You heard what Ellen said. I can't stay here. It's too dirty. Besides, it's cold as well.
You were never cold when you were with me before. Even out on the moors. Cathy, what's changed you?
Nothing's changed me.
That's not true. And a lie is something new between us.
I don't want to stay here.
I can make you.
Heathcliff, let go of me. You're hurting my wrist.
Well, why shouldn't you feel pain as you've made me feel it?
What have I done?
You know. Oh, don't pretend you don't know. Cathy, don't turn away from me because of those silly, pitiful friends of yours. You're all I have here, the only thing that matters to me. And if I lost you...
Heathcliff, don't talk nonsense. Why should you lose me? I can be friends with you as well as with them, can't I?
But you aren't my friend anymore. Cathy, look at this.
What on earth's that dirty bit of paper?
It's an almanac. I took it from the kitchen.
What on earth for? What are all those marks on it?
A record.
Record?
The crosses are for the evenings you've spent with the Lintons. And the dots are for those you've spent with me. I've marked every day.
Then I think it was very foolish of you. As if I took notice. Where's the sense of it?
To show you I do take notice.
And why should I always be sitting with you? What good do I get? What do you talk about? You might be dumb for anything you say to amuse me or anything you do either.
You never told me before I talk too little. Or that you dislike my company.
There's no company at all when people know nothing and say nothing.
Cathy!
I must go back. Francis wants to go to bed early. I think the baby may be coming any day now and she feels it.
I'll come indoors with you.
No. No, you better not.
Don't you want me to?
It's not that, Heathcliff.
I think it is.
No. Heathcliff, indeed it's not. Only Hindley's been drinking and he's not in the best of humours. He'll only quarrel with you. I'll ask Ellen to leave you some supper in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Good night, Heathcliff.
Don't touch me. You leave me alone. You go to your grand friends since you prefer their company.
Heathcliff, I don't mean to be unkind. Truly, I don't. But if only you would improve yourself.
Catherine! Our guests are leaving. Where are you?
I must go. Hindley's calling me. Good night, Heathcliff.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
A few weeks after that Christmas, Mrs. Earnshaw was brought to bed of her child. She was not strong, and the confinement was to prove a difficult one. Mr. Hindley had not many virtues, but among the few he had was a deep and overwhelming love for his young wife. Never a temperate man, his anxiety at this time drove him to drink even more excessively.
Joseph. Joseph, where the devil are you, old fool?
I'm here. And not so much the old fool either. What's all shouting for?
Give me another bottle of brandy.
Yeah, brought you for one not 2 hours since. Have you finished that already?
Or is it to you if I have?
That's not, don't you think it? If you mun drink yourself into your grave before your time, you're at liberty to do so. I'll not try and stop you. Out of my road, woman.
Look where you're going, then. You nearly had this jug of hot water out of my hand.
Ellen, how is she?
Now, don't you fret yourself, sir. The mistress is doing fine.
Don't put me off with that kind of talk. You think I don't guess there's something wrong? She's been in labor half the night. Poor little Francis. Oh, she screamed so it broke my heart.
Dr. Kenneth will take good care of her, sir. It's a difficult birth, you see. Her being so small and young. And not over strong either, the doctor says.
Ellen. She's not going to die, is she? I couldn't bear it if she died. I couldn't live without Francis.
Of course she's not going to die, Mr. Hindley. What nonsense. Why, this is a time to be cheerful with a young one coming. Not a time to talk of dying. And if I might say so, Mr. Hindley, I'd give myself a wash and a shave if I were you. You'd feel all the better for it after sitting up all night.
What does it matter?
Well, sir, the doctor may be calling you up to see the mistress any time now. And you wouldn't want her to see you not looking your best now, would you?
Ellen, are you there? Come upstairs quickly, I need your help.
I'm coming, doctor. I must go up to him, sir. Now, you be of good heart, Mr. Hindley. Everything will be all right. You'll see.
Ellen, bring me word how she is. Bring me word soon.
Yes, sir, of course.
Francis. Ow. Joseph! Where the devil is that brandy? Hurry up with it, will you? I'll come and make you.
Joseph's gone to the cellar, Hindley. I saw him.
Huh? What the devil have you come indoors for? I told you to stay away from this house. What's Heathcliff doing with you?
We only came in to see if we could help. Hindley, has the baby come yet?
No, not yet.
Then don't you think Heathcliff should ride to Gimmerton for the midwife?
Ellen knows what to do. Dr. Kenneth is directing her.
Yes, I know.
Francis wants none of your help. Better that surly brute with you.
You needn't think I volunteered to help. Kathy made me come.
Then she can make you go away again. Oh, God in heaven! What are they doing to her? Ellen! Dr. Kenneth, if you dare hurt her! Oh, she's in pain. Terrible pain. Oh, God, ease it for her. Dear God, ease it.
Oh, Heathcliff, it's terrible, isn't it? A new life being born. I'd be so frightened if it were happening to me.
I wouldn't let you be frightened, Kathy. I'd be with you, holding you, giving you my strength.
Child! Hindley, do you hear? It's born. The baby's come.
Francis! Ellen, I must see her. You must let me see her.
No, Hindley, you mustn't go into the bedroom yet. Stay where you are and I'll come after you.
Ellen, how is she? How's Francis?
I've brought you the baby to see, Mr. Hindley. It's a boy, sir. And as sturdy a little fellow as you can wish to see.
Francis, tell me how Francis is.
Why, she's bonny, sir, like I said.
Oh, thank God. God.
And longing to see you, sir. Dr. Kenneth, here's Mr. Earnshaw asking to see the mistress.
Let me see her, Doctor. I must see her.
In one moment, Mr. Earnshaw, in a moment. I'd like a word with you first. Take the child downstairs, Ellen. Keep it warmly wrapped up and place the cradle near the fire.
I will, sir. Oh, the little...
Don't talk loudly, Mr. Earnshaw. We don't want your wife to overhear us.
Yes. Nothing wrong with her, is there? Tell me there's nothing wrong.
I wish I could, Mr. Earnshaw. I wish with all my heart I could. But the truth is, she's ill. Gravely ill.
It's weakness. Nothing more. It's only natural at this time.
It's more than weakness. Far, far more, alas. She has been in a consumption these many months.
Oh, I don't believe it. It can't be true.
She was, I fear, already afflicted with it when you brought her to these parts. When I first saw her, I felt only too convinced you wouldn't keep her long. There was no need for me to speak of it. I only prayed with all my heart I might be wrong.
You are. You must be. She can't die now. No, you must save her.
Mr. Earnshaw, I can't. Bearing this child, I fear, has finished her. It's taken all the little strength she had to carry it and bring it forth.
I won't believe you. Frances is so young. She's not 20 yet. I can't lose her.
Quiet, please, quiet. Don't let her hear you. Try to be thankful that your wife has been spared to leave you a son.
Thankful? I don't want the child. I want her. Frances! Frances!
Mr. Earnshaw, please, don't excite her. Let her rest.
Ah, well, it can make very little difference now.
Hindley? Is that you?
Yes, Frances, it's me. How are you, my darling?
Come close to me. Kiss me. Hindley, you've been drinking.
I was so worried about you, my darling. You were in such pain.
It's all over now. Pain's gone. I feel so well.
Oh, Frances...
Nothing but this stupid cough, which will go when the summer comes. Hindley, have you seen our baby? Such a beautiful child. The finest boy that ever breathed.
Oh, don't speak, my love. You must be quiet. You need all your strength. Lie quietly.
Hold my hand, then. That's better. Your hand's so warm and strong.
Frances.
And don't let that doctor come near me again. I don't like him. He looks at me with such a gloomy face. I was only ill with the baby. Baby always makes you ill, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, my darling. You'll be well and strong again soon.
Hindley, I want him to be called Harrington. Will you promise me he shall be called Harrington?
You shall see him christened it yourself. Mm-hmm. Hush now. Don't talk anymore.
Hindley.
What's the matter? Frances, what is it?
Hold me in your arms. Take me up. I want you to hold me.
There, Frances, I have you close.
Everything seems misty somehow. It's going far away. As if it was withdrawing from me. Hindley, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes, I'm here.
I can feel you, but I can't see you. Why is everything going black? Hindley, speak. I can't hear you anymore. Speak.
Frances, I'm here. I'm speaking. Frances, you must hear me. Go away from me. Hold me. Stay close to me.
Oh. Oh, Hindi. I think I'm dying. Don't let me die. Don't let me.
Francis, speak to me. That accursed child has killed her. Francis, come back to me. I'll sacrifice his life. I'll do anything only to have you back. Get about your business. You, Ellen, do as I tell you. Give me that child.
Heathcliff, ride to the Lintons. Get somebody. He's mad.
Heathcliff, go and get to the stables.
Stay here. That's his best.
Well, Ellen, are you going to obey me?
Yes, sir. You will be careful of him, Mr. Hindley. He's not an hour old. Such a beautiful child.
Francis was beautiful, too. And she loved me. That brat took her from me. Give it to me!
Be careful, sir! What are you doing? Raising the child up like that?
Ellen, you see those flagstones there at your feet? I'm going to throw this child down so it can dash out its brains on them!
No!
It shall not live since Francis has died!
No, Mr. Hindley, for the love of God!
I'll get it free! 1, 2, 3, down you go! No.
Heathcliff, you caught him. Oh, thank God. He would have killed it.
Why did I save you, you little brat? The son of the man who hates me. I should have let you fall.
Give him to me, Heathcliff. Mr. Hindley, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're worse than a heathen, treating your own flesh and blood in such a manner.
Francis.
You shan't meddle with him again.
Francis.
Miss Cathy, get you from the house. It's not fit for Christians. Go and see the Lintons. Stay with them until your brother's himself again.
Francis.
Come out on the moor with me, Cathy.
No. I'll do as Ellen says. I'll go to the Lintons.
Cathy.
And you can stay away from me, Heathcliff. You and Hindley drive me from this house. You're as bad as he is.
Cathy, don't go. If I've offended you... Cathy, wait.
Have they gone, Ellen?
Go to the pump and make yourself sober.
Sober? I'm going to get drunker still and stay drunk. Everything I loved has gone from me.
Everything? You've a child now, sir, to rear and love.
Love?
You'll come to love him, sir. Indeed you will.
Never.
And he must be named too, Mr. Hindley. You must give him a name.
Francis wanted him to be called Harrison.
And a good Earnshaw name too. Hey, little Harrington.
God bless you, the brandy.
About time, too. Give it to me.
I'd have brought it before. If you had all racketing going on, I'd no mind to have my head bashed.
Hush, my little baby. Hush.
Oh, so you have a child now, have you?
A son, Joseph.
A son, eh? Well, much good may he do you.
Oh, Mr. Henley, don't drink any more. Think of this unfortunate child if you care nothing for yourself.
Why should I think of him? Anyone will do better for him than I shall.
You never said a truer word. Well, I'll leave you to your drinking if that's your fancy. I've work to do.
Mr. Henley, please. Have mercy on your own soul.
Not I. I shall have the greatest pleasure in sending it to perdition to punish its maker. Do you want to hear a toast, Ellen? Here, I give you one. Here's to my soul and its hearty damnation.
Well, Catherine, did you like that piece?
What? Oh, very much, Edgar. You play beautifully.
I don't believe you had a note.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, I was thinking.
You've been melancholy today, Catherine. Won't you tell me why?
Oh, it's nothing. I come from a melancholy house, that's all.
I know. Why don't you leave it?
How can I? It's my home.
I could offer you another. This could be your home, Catherine.
This?
If you would marry me. I love you very dearly. I have for many months.
Oh, Edgar.
And I'd spare no effort to make you happy.
You're very generous, Edgar. Have you thought whether I should make you happy?
I would be happy in loving you.
You touch me, Edgar, very deeply. And I'm very fond of you. Will you let me think on this?
Of course.
Now I must go home. Would you ask them to bring my horse round, please?
I shall ride back with you. Perhaps before the end of our journey, you may give me your answer.
Now, Heathcliff, try again. You can do it if you try. Why, you used to know your letters as well as anybody.
It's all gone from me, Ellen. Fled my brain since that devil Hindley took my books from me and sent me to the stables. This printed page is so much gibberish to me. Well,
that's no reason to throw it down and destroy a good book.
I'm sorry.
So you should be. But even if you can't read and write, what then? Many a man has made his mark in the world. You could do neither.
I want to reach up to Kathy. To be her equal. She despises me now. Ever since she took up with the Lintons. Oh, I know she does.
And I know different. Why, she thinks the world of you. Much more than you deserve, in my opinion.
Then why does she leave me to spend so much time with that popinjay?
Well, because it's pleasanter for her at that house than it is here. And what sort of a place is Wuthering Heights for a young girl to grow up in? Raised voices, harsh words from morning till night.
She's going further and further away from me, Ellen. I know she is.
Then bring her back to you. Speak her fairly. Make your company and your person more attractive to her. Ask her to help you with your studies. Don't be so proud. You're too poor, Heathcliff, to be so proud.
Don't take my pride from me, Ellen. It's all I have.
Listen. If that's horses. Look out of the window, Heathcliff. See if it's Miss Cathy.
Yes, it is. With Edgar Linton. You see him? He's always with her. She's stealing her away from me.
Stuff and nonsense. Would you have her ride back home alone? There, he's ridden off, you see. He's not coming in. Look, Heathcliff, take your book into the kitchen and leave the parlour door ajar.
What for?
I'll try and find out the state of her mind about you. And you shall hear what she says.
Hmm?
Oh, go on now, quickly. She's coming in.
Oh, aye.
Oh, Ellen, it's so cold out and chilled to the bone.
Come and sit here by the fire, then. Mind the cradle now. The baby's asleep.
Are you all alone? Where's Hindley?
Sleeping.
Drunk, I suppose.
Maybe. I don't know, I'm sure.
You do know, only you won't say.
Least said, soonest mended, in my opinion.
Ellen, I'm so unhappy.
Are you? I'm sorry to hear it. Of all the people in this house, you're the one with the least of worries, I should have thought.
Don't make a joke of it, I'm serious. Ellen, will you keep a secret for me?
Is it worth keeping?
Yes, and it worries me. I must let it out. Ellen, today Edgar Linton asked me to marry him.
I see. Have you answered him?
Yes, as I rode home.
And what was your answer?
Well? Before I tell you whether it was yes or no, I want you to tell me what it ought to have been.
No, really, Miss Cathy, how can I know? That's something for your own heart to decide, I should have thought.
Where are you going?
To shut that kitchen door, it's drafty.
Oh, stay where you are. Sit down, Ellen. Don't be forever up and down. There's no draft. This is important. Don't you care what happens to me?
I care a great deal. And I care about other people as well as you.
Then sit still and listen. Don't keep looking towards that door. Ellen, I accepted him.
You accepted him?
Yes.
Then what's the good of discussing the matter? You've pledged your word and you can't take it back.
Say whether I should have done it. Do please, Ellen.
Miss Cathy, do you love him?
Of course I do.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you love him?
Well, because he's handsome and pleasant to be with.
Bad.
Because he's young and cheerful.
Bad still.
And because he loves me and he'll be rich and I shall be the greatest woman in the neighborhood and I shall be proud of having such a husband.
Worst of all. And how do you love him?
How? As everybody loves. You're being silly.
Not at all. Answer me.
I love the ground under his feet, the air over his head, everything he touches and every word he says. I love his look, his actions, and him entirely and altogether. There now.
Then why aren't you happy?
I am happy. Well, and I'm not. Somewhere, either in my head or my heart, wherever my soul lives, I'm convinced I'm wrong.
And don't you know why?
Ellen, do you ever have strange dreams?
Yes, now and then.
So do I. Last night I had the strangest dream of all. I dreamt I was in heaven and I was breaking my heart with weeping to come back to earth. And the angels were so angry that they flung me out into the middle of the heath on top of Wuthering Heights, where I woke up sobbing for joy. Ellen, I've no more business to marry Edgar Linton than I have to be in heaven. And if Hindley hadn't brought Heathcliff so low, I shouldn't have thought of it. But it would degrade me now to marry Heathcliff. But I can't marry a servant, a stable boy, someone who has nothing. What's that? Who's out there in the kitchen?
It's only Joseph. I'll take no heed. Go on.
So Heathcliff shall never know how much I love him. And that's not because he's handsome, Ellen, but because he's more myself than I am. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. And Linton's is as different as a moonbeam's from lightning or frost from fire.
What be the matter with Heathcliff? Have either of you been seeing out to him?
I've not seen him since I came back from the Lintons. What do you mean?
Well, something's got into him. I passed him just now, dashing out from kitchen as black as thundercloud. He made off for more, as if the devil went after him.
Kitchen? He came from the kitchen.
You can see for yourself. He's left the book he was trying to teach himself by.
Ellen, was he there all the time? Did you know it?
Yes.
And you let me say what I did?
I tried to stop him hearing, Miss Cathy.
Joseph, go after him. Bring him back.
Yeah, I'll not stir myself. He's known the chap to come to my whistle.
Then I will.
No, Miss Cathy. It's too dark and wild for you to be out. He'll come back. Don't fret yourself.
He won't. I know he won't. I feel it. Let go of me, Ellen. I'll hurt you if you don't. Heathcliff!
Miss Cathy, come back! Joseph, stop her.
Nay, let her go. It's bonny behavior, I must say, running among the fields at 12 at night after that foul play, some devil of a gypsy, Heathcliff. Still, she'll come to no harm. Neither will he. It's a true word, if ever there was one, that the devil looks after his own.
Heathcliff! Heathcliff, where are you? It's Cathy! Heathcliff, come back! I won't marry Edgar. I'll wait for you. I promise. Only come back. Don't leave me, Heathcliff. You're half of me. I can't live without you. Heathcliff!
And 3 years later, she honored her pledge to Mr. Linton and married him. Upon Miss Cathy's insistence, I went with her to Thrushcross Grange. To my surprise, she was an infinitely better wife to Mr. Linton than I'd dared to expect. And the prospect of a child to be born when the snows came seemed all that was required to unite them for all time. Though Miss Cathy fretted against her enforced inactivity.
There now. I've set the window wide open for you so you can feel the breeze. Even if you can't get about so much now, you can benefit from the fresh air.
Oh, Ellen, I wish
dance for joy. Be most unsuitable for a married lady. As we grow older, things alter.
But I haven't altered inside. I'm still the same. I never wanted to change anything.
But you did, Miss Cathy.
Yes, I did. When I married Edgar. Ellen, how long is it since Heathcliff went away?
Heathcliff?
Yes.
No, Miss Cathy, your mind isn't still running on him.
My mind never leaves him. Did you think because I never spoke of him I'd forgotten him? Did you think because I lied dutifully beside Edgar that my mind and body don't cry out to
Cathy? Hush!
Is it 1 year or 20, Ellen? Seems to me like an eternity.
It's 5 years, Miss Cathy.
5 years?
And in all that time, I've never seen you look healthier and bonnier. So you give over thinking of the past. And thank your maker for your good husband and your beautiful home. It's what you wanted.
Yes, it was. Oh, but Ellen, if only Heathcliff and I were together at Wuthering Heights.
If you were, you'd be pining to be at Thrushcross Grange. I know you, Miss Cathy. Besides, you're well away from Wuthering Heights if all I hear about Mr. Hindley be a quarter true. Drinking at all hours, they say. And the farm going to ruin. And as for that poor child of his, it'll end up like Heathcliff. Unwanted and uneducated, if something isn't done.
Perhaps someone will love it as I loved Heathcliff. Poor little Harrington. Poor Heathcliff. Poor Cathy.
And so she would go on. But in spite of these lapses into melancholy, she seemed happy enough. And we were peaceful on the whole at the Grange. But our peace, alas, was to come to an end very soon.
Joseph! Joseph, where the devil are you?
I'm about my duties in the house, like I always have. You won't find me shirking or avoiding
out. Oh, damn you, I don't want a chronicle of your virtues. All I want of you is to stop that child crying.
And how should I do that? I'm not Arriton's nurse,
Mary. Then take him to Zillah to keep quiet. Go on, you brat. Run to Zillah before I give you something to whimper for.
Yeah, that bairn's crying of hunger, in my opinion. It's had nout in its belly since early morn.
Yeah, had the same as I had.
Aye, but it hasn't had a bottle of brandy on top of its porridge. You'd be best to feed your son, Mr. Indy, instead of drinking away his inheritance.
When I want your advice, I'll ask for it. Take yourself and your preaching away from here. What's that?
Someone knocking on door.
I know that, you fool. Answer it.
What's your will?
To see Mr. Earnshaw. Is he within?
He is. Come in. Master, here's a body to see you.
All right, I heard. Take yourself into the kitchen and find that child some porridge.
That's Zillah's job.
Do as I say.
We'll see about that.
Well, sir, what may I do for you?
Heathcliff. Is it possible?
It is.
As you've changed. That's fine broadcloth you're wearing.
There's none finer.
Huh. And you're upstanding. And no longer the look of a whipped cur about you.
Yes, I've changed. I'm rich now, Hindley.
Rich?
And I'll grow richer. And if there's any whipping to be done, I'll do it. But I want news from you, Hindley. Where's Kathy?
Well, with her husband, of course.
Husband?
At the Grange. Where else should she be?
She married Edgar Linton. When?
2 years ago.
He might have waited.
Yeah, why should she wait with no news where you'd gone or whether you were dead or alive?
I would have waited and reached her in death if I couldn't in life. Well, never mind. A poor thing like Edgar Linton won't stand between us. But to business first. I need a lodging, Hindley. Will you give me one?
Give you one? No. Or are you asking to be taken on as my servant again?
One of these days, Hindley, I'll make you howl for mercy. A lodging for payment. There's 20 guineas there and more where it came from.
20 guineas?
I'm told you're at your wit's end for money. Well, will you take me?
Yes, I'll sell you a lodging. Though what you hope to gain by staying
That's
here...
That's my affair. I'm going out now. Have a bed prepared for me when I come back.
And you're going to the Grange, Heathcliff?
What's that to you?
Well, I warn you. If you try to see my sister, her husband will set the dogs on you. As he did once before. 20 guineas here, did you say?
Oh, Hindley.
Well?
Since the sight of that gold seems to fascinate you, you might care for a chance to gain some more.
How?
You were always fond of a game of cards.
So?
We might play together during my stay here. I've plenty more gold in my pockets.
20 guineas and more where that came from. You'll not better me, Heathcliff. You'll not better me.
Your move, Catherine. Catherine.
What?
It's your move, dear.
Oh, Edgar, I'm tired. I don't want to play chess anymore. Isabella, come and take my place.
Edgar doesn't like playing with me, Catherine. I play so badly.
You play as well as I do. I shall sit here by the window.
Don't take cold, Catherine, in your state, you know.
Edgar, please, I'm perfectly warm.
Very well, dear. Now study the board carefully, Isabella. No, don't move so rashly. Watch what you're doing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Edgar.
That's better. Now...
There goes Ellen, walking back from the orchard. She's been gathering the last of the apples. Steps light and free. Oh, when will my step be light and free again?
In another 2 months, Catherine. When the child is born, all your vigor and vitality will return to you.
I suppose so. Oh, but I envy Ellen, walking so lightly.
Ellen.
Who spoke? Who is it? Where are you?
Here.
And who may you be, skulking in the bushes? Be off with you at once, before I call them out. Seeing you so unexpectedly...
Nobody ever died of joy. Go on, carry my message. I'm in hell till you do.
Very well. Wait here, Heathcliff.
Check and checkmate, I'm afraid, Isabella.
Oh, dear. Did I do something wrong?
Well, let's say it was not very clever, but no doubt you did your best. Yes, Ellen, what is it?
There's a person from Gimleton wishes to see the mistress, sir.
Oh?
Who? A man, Mrs. Linton.
Well, what does he want?
I didn't ask him, ma'am.
Where is he, Ellen?
He's at the door, sir. I didn't ask him in.
Oh, well, bring in tea, Ellen. I'll be back again directly.
Yes, Mrs. Linton. Mr. Linton, sir.
Well, Ellen, what is it? Why don't you go and bring the tea as your mistress bid you?
Well, I must speak to you first, sir. About this person. You don't know who he is.
What do you mean? Why should I?
It's Heathcliff, sir. He used to live at Wuthering Heights. You remember him?
But that gypsy, that plough boy? But I understood he'd gone away.
Oh, so he did, sir. But he's come back again, unfortunately.
Well, I don't see why you should speak like that about him, Eleanor. I think he was shockingly treated by Mr. Hindley.
Well, it's not done him any harm, Miss Isabella, by the looks of him. I should say he's prospered well these last 5 years.
Where is Catherine? Why doesn't she come back? I can't have her standing outside talking to that lout. Catherine! Catherine, love, don't stand there. Bring the person in, if it be anyone in particular.
Oh, Edgar! Edgar, it's Heathcliff! He's come back. He's really come back.
And if he has, don't strangle me for it. He never struck me as such a marvelous treasure. There's no reason to be so frantic.
Oh, I know you didn't like him, Edgar, but for my sake, you must be friends with him now. May I bring him in here?
What, in the parlour?
Where else?
I should have thought the kitchen a more suitable place for him.
Edgar.
However, since you desire it, Ellen, bid him to step in.
Very good, sir.
And, Catherine, try to be glad without being absurd. It is not necessary for the whole household to witness the sight of your welcoming a runaway servant as a long-lost brother.
How does he look, Catherine? I always thought him romantic-looking before, but now, if he's prospered...
I didn't notice. I just knew it was Heathcliff.
Mr. Heathcliff, sir.
Oh, Heathcliff, come in. You remember Edgar, of course, and Isabella?
Yes, indeed. Good evening, Mr. Earnshaw. Miss Isabella.
Oh, Catherine, how handsome he is.
Sit down, Mr. Heathcliff. Mrs. Linton, recalling old times, would have me give you a cordial reception. And I, of course, am gratified when anything occurs to please her.
Move away from the sofa, Isabella. Let Heathcliff sit by me.
Oh, Catherine.
Are you staying long in these parts, sir?
I am returned for always, I hope so.
Heathcliff, do you really mean that? You won't be going away again?
No. I have plans to bring to maturity. Plans I've been forming for many years.
And where are you staying, Mr. Heathcliff?
Where but at Wuthering Heights?
Wuthering Heights? Did Hindley welcome you there?
No. But he welcomed my money.
Heathcliff, don't let Hindley ruin you.
Ruin me?
He gambles all the time. He needs money to keep the Heights, and he plays cards to get it.
Yes, I heard that in Gimmerton.
Then why are you letting him...
He won't ruin me, Cathy. It's I who have a score to settle with him.
Catherine, you crowd Mr. Heathcliff on that sofa. Come and sit over here by me.
Don't be silly, Edgar. Don't you understand? Heathcliff and I wish to be close to each other. Oh, Heathcliff, I shall think this is a dream tomorrow. I shall not be able to believe I've seen and touched and spoken with you once more. Yet you don't deserve this welcome. To be absent 5 years and never to think of me.
A little more than you thought of me. I heard of your marriage from Hindley. Only this very day.
I think, Mr. Heathcliff, we need not discuss that.
I've no intention of doing so, sir. I was merely about to tell your wife how the news of it affected me.
Tell me, Heathcliff.
As I stood outside your house, I was meditating this plan. I was to have one glimpse of your face. If you'd stared in surprise... Your welcome put these ideas out of my mind. All I'd fought for was suddenly worthwhile. For I've fought through a bitter life since I last heard your voice. And I struggled only for you.
But now you're back again. We shall see each other often.
Catherine.
Yes, Edgar, we shall. Heathcliff, you must walk with me on the moors again.
Catherine, I protest. It's not seemly. Neither are you well enough.
Don't cage me, Edgar. I've been caged long enough. If you wish to observe the proprieties, Isabella can come with us.
Oh, yes, Edgar. I can go with them.
I hesitate to curb you, Catherine, in your present state. An occasional walk, then. And I rely upon you, Mr. Heathcliff, to see she does not overtax her strength. I make all the allowance that I can for the attachment of childhood friends. Good night, Mr. Heathcliff.
He's angry with me, but I don't care. We'll walk tomorrow, Heathcliff, and the next day and the next. Over the moors again, you and I, to Wuthering Heights. Where is Heathcliff? He said we'd meet here.
And there he is.
Can you see him? Where?
He's just coming over the ridge.
Yes. Heathcliff?
Catherine.
Yes? Well, what? What do you want to say to me?
Catherine, when Heathcliff comes, please don't send me away.
Send you away?
Yes, you always do when you and Heathcliff start to talk together.
Well, I do it for your own sake. I thought that nothing we could have to say would interest you.
Yes, but it does. Well, I mean, I don't mind the conversation. I only want to be with...
Well?
With him.
With Heathcliff?
Yes. And I won't always be sent off. Oh, you're a dog in the manger, Catherine, and desire no one to be loved but yourself.
Do you mean that you enjoy the society of Heathcliff? I must have misunderstood you.
Oh, no, you haven't. I love him.
What?
More than ever you loved Edgar, and he might love me if you'd let him.
All right. Let him hear of your infatuation and see what he says. No, no, you shan't run away. I'll hold you.
Oh,
Heathcliff. Heathcliff, hurry. I've got something to tell you.
Let me go. Catherine, let me go.
And you've heard what he says for himself. Here he is now. Wait and see.
What's amiss, Cathy? Why are you holding Miss Linton like that?
What's up between you two?
We were quarreling like cats about you, Heathcliff.
Oh, Catherine, be quiet.
And I was fairly beaten in protestations of love and admiration.
Oh, Catherine, stop, please.
No, no, he shall hear it all. I was also told that if I would only have the manners to stand aside, my rival would shoot a shaft into your soul that would fix you forever and send my image into eternal oblivion.
Catherine, that's not true. I never said such things.
Isn't it true?
No, don't.
Struggle. You shall hear it all. Isabella swears that the love Edgar has for me is nothing to the love she has for you, and that she's fasted ever since the day before yesterday in sorrow and anger because I sent her out of your society.
I'll scratch you if you don't let me go. There. I said I would. And don't you dare to follow me.
There's a tigress. I think she'd have torn my eyes out if I'd held her longer. Still, we're free of her company for once, thank goodness.
Why did you tease her like that, Cathy? You weren't speaking the truth, were you?
Oh, I assure you I was. She's been dying for your sake for several weeks and raving about you night and morning.
Has she? Has she indeed?
But don't talk of her anymore. I want to talk of you. Heathcliff, you are listening to me, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Then don't look after Isabella. Heathcliff, why did you go away like that with never a word to me?
I had to go, Cathy. There was no future for us until I became your equal.
My equal? When were you never my equal?
5 years ago.
Heathcliff, that's nonsense. Who could have made you believe such a thing?
You, yourself.
I?
You said so.
Never.
You, yourself. You'd been to the Lintons one evening. And you came into the parlor and talked to Ellen. I was in the kitchen. I was trying to teach myself to read. You said that Edgar Linton had asked you to marry him. And you'd accepted him.
I remember.
Then I heard you say... I think the words are stamped on my brain... It would degrade me now to marry Heathcliff.
No.
I left the house that moment.
I tried to find you, Heathcliff. I called and called for you.
But I had to go. I had no possessions, only the clothes I wore. I had no plans. All I felt was a consuming passion to be worthy of you. To that end, I've struggled these 5 years.
Heathcliff.
And then I returned, and I found you married. Why didn't you wait for me, Cathy? Why did you marry Linton when you knew I must come back?
But I didn't know it. I waited and waited. There was never a sign from you. The house was horrible without you. Hindley was drinking himself to death. Edgar was a refuge from it all. And he was kind.
Kind? Kind? Does one marry a man because he's kind?
Yes, Heathcliff. If the one thing she's lived for has gone.
Then you do still love me.
Love you? I think I've been dead and I'm alive again. For every thought I've spent on Edgar, I've spent 1,000 on you. When you came back, Heathcliff, it was as if you'd stretched out a hand and lifted me from a living grave.
Cathy, how long before you're well and strong again?
2 months, perhaps. 2 or 3. Why do you ask?
I'll make our preparations. I've money now. I'll find a place to hide us. It shall be like Wuthering Heights, because you love it so. And there you shall tame me. Bind me as you will, my darling, for my will is as nothing when you look on me with love. Oh, Cathy. Cathy, we shall laugh and leap and run together. Only this time for always.
Oh, Heathcliff.
I've forgotten all my struggles, all my pain. Hearing you say you love me has blotted out my hurt and suffering. Don't turn your head away, my darling. Let me see your joy.
Heathcliff, you do believe I love you?
As some believe in their immortal souls.
Even though I may shake your faith in me?
That isn't possible.
Heathcliff, I can't come with you.
And don't be afraid, my darling. This is not a dream of yesterday. I'm Heathcliff, and I've come for you.
I can't come with you.
Cathy, I've been too sudden. You're not well, you're tired. But when the child has come, then we shall make our escape.
No!
Cathy, you don't mean that. Say, you don't mean it.
I do mean it. It's too late. The time has passed.
Passed? I've waited all these years.
Don't look like that. I didn't know you'd come.
Cathy, you must come with me.
Don't torture me. I've ties that bind me here.
What ties?
Aren't they apparent to you?
You mean your husband, then you're lying. He means nothing to you.
It's true, I'm not in love with Edgar. But I love him, Heathcliff, and he's kind.
Kind, kind, kind. Are we to break our hearts for one another just because he's kind?
I must go back.
Cathy! No, Cathy, listen. Cathy, when we love in spite of what we are. Not for our virtues. I can't offer you his kindness. It's not in my nature. I can only say, come with me. What I offer you is life. Live with me, Cathy.
Miss Catherine!
Listen. They're calling me. I must go back.
Come with me now to Wuthering Heights. It's so easy, you only have to walk there. Let me help you down the track.
Oh, Heathcliff, no! Let go of me!
Just one step and then another. Don't stop, Cathy. Just go on.
Heathcliff!
When we're there, I'll bolt the doors and I'll hold you against all comers. Just as I hold the deeds from Hindley.
You hold the deeds of Wuthering Heights?
Aye. He lost them to me at gambling. Keep walking, Cathy. We shall soon be at the gate.
Heathcliff, don't tempt me. I can't leave Edgar with the child.
Why not? You needn't fear he won't be kind to it.
I can't!
Cathy! If you refuse me now, you do us both a mortal injury. I've nothing, Cathy. Nothing in the world but you.
Oh, Heathcliff. You think only of your own sufferings. Don't you think I've suffered too?
You suffer. You deserve to suffer. You betrayed your own heart, Cathy. When neither misery nor death nor degradation could have parted us. You, of your own will, did it. If you deny me now, don't think that I'll forgive you. Don't delude yourself with that. Or that I'll suffer unrevenged.
You loved me once. Have pity.
I love you still. I know I always shall, but I've no pity for you. Come.
Don't drag me so, you hurt me.
hurt you? What's your hurt to mine?
We're at the gate. Will you come in?
No. No, I can't.
Then go. Go back to Linton. Go back to his kindness. May it blight and damn you. Yes, you may cry.
Please.
And try to give me kisses. Judas kisses. You've broken your own heart. And in breaking it, you've broken mine. Here's your husband. Get you back with him.
No.
I have nothing more to say to you. Careful. What are you doing at this place? What is it? Why are you crying? What has this blackguard been saying to
Don't
you?
Don't touch me, Edgar. I can't move.
Catherine, what is it?
Pay. Heathcliff, hold me. Hold me.
Oh, Scott, you found her.
Ellen, help your mistress.
Is it the baby? Miss Catherine.
Oh, my Lord, what have I done to you? I think Edgar and Heathcliff, they've killed me between...
Oh, she thinks.
Get her inside, for God's sake, Mr. Heathcliff.
Give her to me.
I'll carry her. Follow if you wish.
Someone must go for Dr. Kenneth, sir.
You mean, you think the child?
Yes, sir, I do.
But here, in this horrible house?
Ellen's right, Edgar. We daren't try to take her home.
Earnshaw must have a servant who could go. I'll find someone. Do all you can for her.
Yes, sir. You come with me, Miss Isabella. We shall need some help.
How much longer? God in heaven, how much longer?
Why do you trouble yourself about her?
What?
Well, I think Catherine has treated you abominably. If I loved someone, I would wait for them, however long they were away.
Kathy is answerable to no one but herself, Miss Isabella. She's her own mistress.
What will you do now, Heathcliff?
Do?
You came back to marry her, but you can't marry her now, can you?
Listen. Was that a sound? Was it suddenly so quiet in there?
I think she's cruel, Heathcliff. Selfish and cruel. She wants you both. You and Edgar. She loves hurting you.
Why should you care if I'm hurt? You're a Linton.
That doesn't mean I hate you, Heathcliff. I don't. I've always liked you.
Oh.
Why do you laugh?
You keep away from me. Do you hear? You keep away. Unless you want to be hurt.
I don't believe you're cruel. Kathy's always said so, but I don't believe you.
She knows me better than you do. You'd best listen to her.
Oh, Heathcliff, why don't you show her you can be indifferent to her? That would hurt her. Don't let her see the power she has over you. Look, you're trembling because she's suffering. And it's my brother's child she's having.
You!
No! No! Don't strike me, Heathcliff. I only said it because I can't bear her to hurt you.
Get out of my sight. Get out. Get out.
A servant has gone for the doctor. Isabella, what's the matter?
Nothing. Leave me alone.
Where is Catherine?
In the room beyond. But wait a minute, Linton, before you go in. I've something to return to you.
Return to me?
Yes. Here it is. Take it.
A wedding ring?
Yes. The one you gave Kathy. I've taken it from her finger and replaced it with a ring of my own.
Are you entirely without decency or scruple?
Kathy is mine. She has always been mine.
Indeed. You seem to overlook the fact that she married me without any compulsion.
She was lonely and unhappy, so she turned to you. That's the sum of her affection for you.
Mr. Heathcliff, it is plainly your intention to quarrel with me if you can. But let me tell you here and now, I feel no anger towards you, only contempt and pity.
You pity me?
Profoundly. I must always pity someone who desires the unattainable.
You think I shall find Catherine unattainable?
I do. When I came upon you two just now, she was crying. Was that a sign of love, a sign of joy? I think not. As for this ring, I shall replace it on her finger, and yours shall be returned to you. Now, if you will excuse me. A child! Ellen!
It's a daughter, sir.
A daughter? My daughter? And Catherine, how is she? Ellen, can you meet? Oh, God, it can't be.
It was very quick and easy, sir. She didn't suffer. She just smiled and closed her eyes. I thought at first she was asleep.
Catherine! Catherine!
Heathcliff!
May she wake in torment. May she burn in everlasting hell. She's killed my soul and left me living. She's found rest and left me none. I pray one prayer. One prayer with all my strength till my tongue stiffens. Catherine Earnshaw, may you never rest while I am living. You said I killed you. Haunt me then. Haunt me. Be with me always. Drive me mad. Only don't leave me here in this abyss where I can't find you. Stay with me, Kathy. Stay with me. I cannot live without my life. I cannot live without my soul. Catherine. Catherine. Catherine!
And so my little mistress died. But Heathcliff lived on to take his revenge. What that revenge was, and how it affected his own and others' lives, I must tell at another time. I saw it all. I knew all concerned. And as I saw it happen, so I will tell it.
In Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, dramatized for broadcasting by Constance Cox, the cast was as follows. Heathcliff, Paul Daneman. Isabella Linton, Gudrun Ure. Catherine Earnshaw, Patricia Gallimore. Hindley Earnshaw, Nigel Graham. Ellen Dean, Hilda Schroeder. Edgar Linton, Douglas Hankin. Francis Earnshaw, Joe Manning Wilson. Joseph, Walter Fitzgerald. Dr. Kenneth, Dennis Hawthorne. The harpsichord was played by Alan Paul. The play was produced by Norman Wright.